Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the kinky and the geek could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me? On guard, I will let you try my Wu-Tang style.
I don't really have an ending.
That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, see, this is why, another reason I love Phantom, because I don't have to come up with openings, because he's brilliant, creative, and does good voices.
So it's just going to be me and him now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I bring the Phantom to the table. Okay. He's going to edit this episode, so if you like the music, check him out at PhantomV48 on Twitter. Yeah, because he was bitching at me as I was editing today.
You're doing all wrong.
Yeah, he was a snarky little boy.
Why are you doing that way?
Which I'm sure
he's being punished with editing the next episode.
Which I'm sure Alicia's very glad that I don't know anything doing, because she just sits over in her little thing of the food on when she's doing hers with her headphones in and just edits away.
I usually do. I usually do just fine, unless he's around and wants to point out all the shit that he's seeing that I'm doing wrong. So. Whatever, he went to school for it. Whatever.
I can kind of see it, because that's one of the reasons why I don't like training when I'm at work. Because you start getting frustrated and say, oh, fuck it, let me just do it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But, regardless, I've been editing.
I think you do a great
46
job.
46 episodes now.
Yeah, I think you've been doing a great job.
What Alicia's done.
She did.
She did one Kinky and the Geek. He did one Kinky and the Geek.
Has she done all three? No, you did the first Kinkless Geek.
Maybe.
She did two and three, and then the one that we did together for Dragon.
Right. That's right. That's right. So
I think she does a really good. I think she does a great job.
Yeah. Totally.
So I think everybody's been doing a good job.
Yeah.
She does it all wrong.
The podcast goes up. That's about my
schedule. I'm happy that people can download it and listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. And you're molesting a gummy worm again.
Yes, I am.
I have never seen anyone warm up their gummy worm.
I don't know why. It makes it a little less chewy.
He's a gummy worm molester.
That's right.
Precious, Bill.
The dirty ferret feeder.
You are a dirty, dirty ferret feeder. We all play Frontierville.
Oh, okay.
And we just wanted to mention why you always have to feed our ferrets.
Because they give energy.
Yeah. No, I know. But I was like, God, Bill's feeding the ferret again.
Well, I don't have any horseshoes to buy my own.
Yeah.
And they give there's actually mystery animal collection.
I know. I think that's new. But I just got the studded leash, and he was so jealous that I got the studded leash.
I've gotten the studded leash, the collar, and the bow.
Nice.
So that's another reason why I do it.
Those are all toys that we should be playing with, actually.
I'll go after, when I go and do it, I will usually go after, before I could get peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
I would do people's peanuts because you're wanting the collection of food.
That's why I feed auction.
Sunflowers, anything like that. If I can't get it myself, I'll get it from the people that can.
Right.
And I found out that mules, horses, ferrets, and I think the alpaca all give extra energy.
You are almost as obsessed with it as our lovely friend from Need Coffee, Dendre Naren. Who has, and I'm totally telling on her right now, three accounts. Three Facebook accounts. Yes, three Facebook accounts. No, three. so that she can play Frontierville.
I play it, but it's just one of those things that I have learned that way I can do stuff on my own farm.
Right.
So, on my own little thing. Because every time you go and visit your neighbors.
Yeah.
You get extra energy anyway. Yeah, there's one time I ended up where I didn't do anything before I started going to my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I was done, my energy level was at 50.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I actually, I do have another account that I started for, you know, like my pen name, you know, when I finally start writing.
I had a feeling that's the one that kept, because it keeps, you know, especially when you go and do
popping
all your...
Popping up as you should be my friend.
Yeah, well, it's the, yeah, it, yeah it's when you, yeah, it's off that the side when you go and do all your, you know, when people send you stuff. Yeah. They always have that little thing where it shows you, these
you
people,
friends,
you
know, yeah.
Or friends you should know or record, you know.
Yeah.
Your, yeah, the pen name comes up and it's like, yeah. I have a feeling
that sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
Welcome to Geek and the Geek.
Yay!
With our studio audience
again. Yes.
/ Shaolin Master.
Yes.
Which is so.
So when the
sexy.
Zombie, when the what was it? The Nazi robot. The what is it? I can't remember. It's Philly D. He does he doesn't just do the zombie apocalypse. It's the Nazi. It's the Nazi robot army that are also zombies. Attack,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because they talk about robots always attack the Nazis, you know, of course Nazis and then zombies, so that's
okay,
how he put it
enough.
Up. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I gotta say, Phantom's getting laid for that voice, though. Yeah, which is kind of exciting.
The Shaolin voice or his dead-on impersonation of David Gallick?
Any of them.
Oh, David Gallick.
He's just getting laid. Actually, and we stopped, I wanted to mention, we got some of that KY Intense. Because we've been watching Hulu and they keep playing the
commercials for it, yeah.
And we're like, oh, right. So I went and spent $30 on this shit for this little tiny itty bitty bottle, like the size.
Yeah,
of, like,
I remember. I actually working at job two. We, you know, it was in one of our. We've got baskets behind the counters. One of them's a go back to people who don't buy stuff or don't have enough money. We put it in a basket, and then you know later. People will put it back on the shelves, and then we also have a damage.
Okay.
Stuff that gets open, stuff that gets crushed, anything that happens to come across is out of date. We put it in the damage.
Okay.
Bin, and there was a thing of when I was doing damages, there was a thing of that stuff that someone had that had gotten open.
Oh.
And I was like, really,
I don't know
30
how
fucking
because
bucks.
Seriously, like we like it took him 5 minutes of trying to open this thing in the car. I mean, that thing was taped shut.
Usually, the people the one they're intent on stealing stuff will bring stuff with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Like a box cutter or something.
Well, actually, there are some people because at job one, we sell the Leatherman tools stuff. You know those big almost Swiss Army type stuff.
Right.
They'll break into that to use to like cut open other packages and to help pop off sensors. Yeah.
Damn. Well, yeah, this is actually pretty cool. It's like, you know, like I said, like lip gloss size. Comes in its own little carrying case, which, you know, $30.
It better come with a fucking person to follow you around with it.
And tickle your clit. A special small third world child to tickle your clit for you. And,
I was thinking more of your own Alfred.
In.
I was going to say, your own little Alfred.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, your own, madam, would you like me to tickle your clit?
Yes, please.
I'll alert the media.
So yeah, so we actually tried some and put it on our tongues, and it made my tongue tingle.
That's because it's something you're not supposed to eat. You've now got brain cancer.
That's not funny. That's actually not funny.
Tourette's of the tongue.
No, you can kind of tell, like it swells a little bit and it tingles a little bit. So I'm like,
that's the poison
okay,
working
it.
Through your system.
No, it'll be fabulous. So. Yeah, so that's what Phantom's getting for the fabulous voices. Thanks, baby.
I'm getting to maybe give you an awesome orgasm. Probably not, judging by the Amazon reviews.
I did. I looked up the Amazon reviews, and there were 5 of them, and 3 of them were 5 stars, and 2 of them were 1 star, and the 2 that were 1 star were by women who are saying that it didn't work, and. Out of the 3 that were 5 stars, 2 of those were by guys who had bought it for their wife or girlfriend.
Right.
They're like, man, she came so hard. And I'm like, oh, she's lying to me. Honey, she's totally lying to you. I mean, it's kind of obvious. So.
Yeah, it was one of my female coworkers at job 2 had got some, and she said it kind of sucked.
Well, I actually, you know what, I'm willing to try it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if for $30 it does, you know, rock my world, fucking A, worth
right.
it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm kind of tense, and it's tough to get me there anyways, so. It's kind of funny, because I tweeted the other day. You know, after Dad died, and after, you know, Joe moved down and like Dragon Con and everything, like my libido was like shot.
Right.
And it's back. And I have been groping him like every chance I get.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not in the kilt today.
You know, is it driving you crazy?
No.
Yeah. as he's now starts talking quiet.
I live in.
This is more like what you thought it was going to be when you moved down, right?
It's like this whole droopy thing now.
Yeah.
I can deal with it.
Yeah. And this is, I think, what he thought it was going to be like when he moved down, so... but yeah, we're,
crazy cougar.
Well, it's, and, you know, I'm like, Randy is fucking, my fucking roommate is in town. And, oh, she's a downer, right? Like, you can say that. Okay, and she's nice, we're just real different.
Right.
But she sucks the whole sexual vibe out of the fucking house, because, I mean, she explained to us for like 20 minutes about her diarrhea the other day. Because she's got she's got something nasty. I get that. But I don't want to hear about her liquid shits for like 20 minutes. And she kept saying it. And I'm like, dude, I got it. I understand. Shut up. You know what I mean? There's a time when you just shut up about it.
Right.
And she makes sex like impossible when she's there. So,
Does she sleep in between the two?
No, but she's down the hall, and you can hear that she hears everything, because my bed frame's squeaky.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I've got the laminate floors, so all the sound carries. It's her. It's her vibe, I swear.
Okay,
She's got a non-sexual, don't ever have sex around me vibe.
Okay.
Which, yeah. I mean, am I wrong? Okay. he doesn't see some of the things that I see, but I've been living with her a lot longer. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you gotta share the house. You gotta share the house with her for a little.
Yeah. Rent sort of on time.
Yeah. No. Actually, she didn't last month, which was a big deal. But. Yeah.
So. What?
Yeah. So, what did you do last week? You said you had watched a lot of TV.
Yeah. With the new seasons starting up, you know, we've got our normal shows are back, the NCIS, Supernatural,
right.
Smallville.
Right.
Now with the DVR, we don't have to pit, because we've got at least two nights, you know, because No Ordinary Family, which we wanted to check out, unfortunately, is on the same time as NCIS.
Oh, nice.
So with the DVR, which we did last night, so we got to see the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
The same night, we got to watch it afterwards.
Okay, sweet.
It's interesting. It has a lot of potential. It could be a Fantastic Four meets the Greatest American Hero, almost.
Okay, cool.
I like Chiklis, Michael Chiklis, who plays the dad.
Okay.
And I've liked him, you know, ever since the commish.
Okay.
It was a ABC show where he played
he was
a former New York cop and ended up being commissioner of the small, like, upstate New York.
Yeah, it means nothing to me.
It was a cop show, but had kind of that almost small town feel type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did The Shield. Where he played the...
I don't like cop shows, so right. I've probably never seen him before in my life.
I started watching, I've watched the first episode, and it's this great scene where this little girl's gone missing, and they're dealing with pedophiles.
Oh, okay.
And the first guy, and the guy is, the one of the cops is also kind of their profiler, talking about the first one who seems to be the type of pedophile who wants his victim to fall in love with him, and finds out that he's given her away to one of the more aggressive, violent pedophile guys for some reason. Kind of a master, not master slave, but the more dominant guy has kind of taken over.
Yeah,
and they Chiklis, who's playing, you know, this. At first, you don't really know how dirty, you know, he's dirty, but you don't know if he's really, really dirty or he's just rogue cop.
Yeah.
And it's like the guy, you know, the pedophile guy is being all smug. He's like, "Oh, what are you, the good cop or the bad cop?" You must be the bad cop. And Chiklis is like, "Oh, good cop, bad cop. They left for the day. I'm a different sort of cop." And he starts beating him with a phone book.
Nice.
And because it's kind
of
gotten that where
like
he could
a lot
be
of violence.
Right. Well, he's one of these. He seems to be one of these actors who can play the right, like really ultra nice guy. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy you want to go have a beer with, who's right. who's like everybody's best friend, but he seems to be able to pull off, you know, dirties, you know, uh-huh. all, you know, badass
okay.
guy too.
Okay.
Plus, he was one of the few things I liked about the Fantastic Four movie.
Okay.
Because he played the Thing.
Oh, right, right. Okay, which, now I remember. Okay.
Which he did. He had the character of Ben Grimm down.
Right.
It just, unfortunately, the what they had him in made him basically look like a bodybuilder that they put a bunch of rocks on.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, and this was supposed to be a character that can, you know, go toe-to-toe with the Hulk at least for mm-hmm. a little bit. And mm-hmm. He basically looks like a guy on Venice Beach that's been working out, and then someone covered him in...
Nice.
In sand and pooped on him.
Yeah, like a lot of people I remember, but a lot of people being pissed off about that, about the way he was done.
With the way the CGI, they could have put him in the Smeagol suit, the motion capture,
yeah.
and built something around, and still had the actor actually act with
yeah.
everybody,
yeah.
and been able to build the character around him.
Mm-hmm.
But
he didn't.
They shouldn't have. Yeah, that's exactly. I think that's what they should have done.
Yeah,
just they basically done the same thing they did to get Gollum, and you know, mm-hmm. from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Why would you want to do that and make the movie look at least look good? But nothing would have saved that movie. That movie was.
It was okay, but I had never, you know, not being a comic person, I'm like, oh, okay, it was a way to spend.
Well,
a night.
It's one of those. It was one of those things where, if you have two things going on in your head that won't shut up, it's kind of hard to.
Like Tom Cruise's Unitude,
right.
Claudia's fake hair.
With this is, you know, the thing's too small. And Jessica Alba,
really?
Thing's too small, and Jessica Alba is too young to have gone to school with Reed Richards and Doctor Doom.
Okay, yeah, that is true.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like no,
yeah.
There's no way in hell you went to Harvard with them at the same time,
right?
Considering these are two super geniuses,
mm-hmm.
and no.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, there's always something like that that just.
And it takes me out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I don't care how hot Jessica Alba is. You know, if she doesn't fit for the role, she doesn't fit for the role.
Yeah, she's kind of okay. I never thought she was all that hot.
Well,
I mean, she's got pretty lips, but that's like, you know.
Hot not only in the sense of her looks, but she was, especially at the time they were doing this, was kind of the it girl.
Right. And she doesn't look good as a blonde. She really needs dark hair. I mean, it's very much... She's one of those dark, sultry type of
right.
people that needs the dark hair. Otherwise, it's just kind of meh. What else have you... I know there were some other shows.
And we've done a lot of... We've done a lot... I've watched several of the new sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to look up the name of it, but it's Mike and Maddie.
Okay.
Which is this cute little sitcom about
that
two...
That one sounded cute.
It's a cute... Yeah, it's same people who've done... It's the same production company that does Two and a Half Men and mm-hmm. Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Two overweight people meet in a Overweights Anonymous
mm-hmm.
and start dating,
mm-hmm.
basically. So...
Okay.
It's kind of a love story,
mm-hmm.
but with people who don't
For large
look,
folk.
For large folk, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, we're all kind of large folks, so we can all relate. So
right,
that's cool.
The latest one is she gets sick. It's their first date, and
mm-hmm.
she's got a cold,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't want to cancel the date because
mm-hmm.
she's afraid that it took so long for him to ask her out
mm-hmm.
that if she cancels the date, he won't do it again.
Oh, right, right.
So she ends up downing cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
you basically it's loopy date.
Mm-hmm. I actually did that 2 nights ago. Put myself into a freaking coma. I think we were going to get it on that night, and I was like, I'm sorry, baby. I love you. I'm going to bed. And I just fucking crashed for 12 hours.
And then we've also watched, because it comes on after Big Bang Theory,
mm-hmm.
Shit My Dad Says, or
mm-hmm.
as they have to call it, Bleep My Dad Says,
mm-hmm.
with William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically...
You had a bit of a beef.
It kind of... I mean, it's funny. It's got some good lines, but there's... Shatner looks like he's reading cue cards.
Nice.
Maybe if I watch it, because it comes on tomorrow, I'll watch it again. It'll be the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
See what it's like. Basically, guy who barely knows his dad gets laid off and has to ask his dad for money.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things where, I guess, when the mom and dad split, he went with the mom, the older brother mm-hmm. went with the dad, so he doesn't know his dad that well.
Right.
So it's also, it's becoming, he's basically moving in
mm-hmm.
because he's got no place to go, so it's going to be...
Now, the original guy, the guy who was tweeting shit my dad says on Twitter, isn't his dad, like, much, much older?
I don't know. But Shatner's in his 80s. It's closing in on 80.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the premises, was that this guy was, like, maybe 20s or something like that.
Right.
And his dad's much, much older, so.
Right. So, it's got potential.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a watch. I mean, it's Shatner.
Right.
You could at least watch for the cheese factor.
Oh, right, right.
Plus, it comes on after Big Bang Theory, and we watch Fringe, so we have to have something for
right,
30
so it
minutes
just
before
fits
yeah.
in nicely.
Then I checked out online. I checked out The Outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
Young man comes back from management training seminar,
mm-hmm.
finds out his entire call center has been outsourced to India.
Nice.
So it's kind of that fish out of water, mm-hmm. you know, him trying to deal with, you know, and what's funny is it's a novelty company. So he's trying to relate the idea of novelty items
mm-hmm.
to these people in India who are not used to having the excess money
right, like,
to buy crap.
Right, right.
And that's what they're going to be selling. So uh-huh.
Cool.
And it's got the guy Dieter something. I can't remember what Bader. Yeah. Who is he was Oswald on the mm-hmm. Drew Carey show. He was the neighbor. In Office Space.
Right, right.
He's also got a very funny, little funny bit part in, he's got two funny bit parts. One in Jay and Silent Bob, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. He's mm-hmm. the security guard that's chasing them through
that's right. He shows up in weird places.
And he's also, if you watch Euro Trip.
Who is he in Euro Trip?
When the nerdy twin is getting blown by the camera girl.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that comes up behind him and robs him as he's getting head.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like I've seen him as something else.
Oh, I'm sure he's been in other things that he kind of just pops
but
up.
But recently. And I just can't think of it.
He was Jethro in the in the Beverly Hillbillies remake.
Oh, no, I never saw him.
He's a nice little comedic actor. And he's also the voice on, like I told you earlier, he's the voice on Batman Brave and the Bold.
Right,
he's
which
Batman.
I was kind of surprised. He does have a great voice. I'm not surprised about that, but yeah. Seems kind of interesting.
But yeah, so that has potential. It didn't wow me.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one of these ones where they're trying to do it. It's this single camera sitcom mm-hmm. where it's they're going for the more, it basically looks, the shooting style is just mm-hmm. as like The Office and
okay.
Modern Family and what is it, Community?
Okay.
Where they're not going with your typical four camera sitcom mm-hmm. thing. They're trying to do the one camera thing, and it's like, okay, well that's nice, but give me something that's funny too. I don't care how you shoot it. And and then also watched Raising Hope.
Okay.
Which is the new Fox one.
And you said you did like that one.
That one actually made me laugh out loud several times.
Okay.
I can't remember her name, but she was the blonde friend in she was one of the Goonies. The two girls in the movie Goonies, she was the one with the glasses that ends up...
What is her name? Why am I wanting to say Julia?
No, it starts with an M. It's like Martha something.
Martha Plimpton.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
one.
She's...
Where the fuck did I come up with Julia?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, she plays the mom.
Yeah.
And about a kid, he's, again, a 20-something kid, living with the parents, kind of white trashy.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to find kind of something to do with his life.
Mm-hmm.
Ends up basically knocking up this girl. They find out later is a serial killer. She mm-hmm. kills all her boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems the one night they hooked up, she gets pregnant. And mm-hmm. when they finally execute her for her crimes, he mm-hmm. gets the baby.
Nice.
So it's his family having to raise this little girl.
Uh-huh. Aw.
The baby's adorable. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's one part where they're changing. It's like, I need towels. Mm-hmm. What? I threw up on the baby.
Gross.
And then the mom comes in to find out why he threw up on the baby. And then whatever came out of the diaper was so bad made her throw up, too.
Yeah. Truly, the first time I was changing my nephew, I knew what to expect. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be pretty or smell good. But I had to go and, like, leave the room for a minute and leave him up on the changing table. I was, like, certain he was going to roll over, but I was like, I just can't be in there right now.
Right. I know. I want to Hulu the event. Mm-hmm.
I just keep hearing about the event. I don't quite know what it's about.
Neither do I, yeah. And that's kind of the way they've been.
Yeah, I don't think they've said what it's about yet, really.
Oh, yeah, really? They've kind of playing it like that.
Okay, so it's more about the, hype.
Yeah, they're trying to hype this as the next Lost/Heroes, and they're kind of playing it that way, which is making me go, they're trying a little too hard, so it's not something that I could watch, but...
I don't know, it might be great. Who knows?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but they've got 2 episodes, they're on Hulu.
Yeah.
I'll probably start watching them on Hulu and just checking them out.
Yeah.
Seeing if it's any good.
Yeah. Well, we've actually I finally got him to start watching Peep Show, which is a British comedy. Who are the comedians?
David Mitchell and Robert Webb.
David Mitchell and Robert Webb. Okay. Which, have you seen that?
Is that the one where he was going to get married but didn't want to get married?
Yes.
And the peeing on the balcony? Yeah,
yes.
You show me the clip.
That's the fucking funniest show. I swear it's hilarious. It cracks me up. There's this whole one where they go for a stag party and they take a canal boat that's like. I love that show. So I finally got him to start watching that. And
it's a really neat premise. Describe the premise.
Yeah, well, the premise is basically there are these 2 roommates, and one is like really straight-laced, like really stodgy and uptight and everything.
Right.
But reasonable. And the other roommate is kind of, he's a musician, and he doesn't hold a job and everything.
Right.
He's like all kind of, you know, laid back, but, like, you know, clueless about life. And you can hear what they're thinking. So you see it through their view. One of the funniest parts is when they get to kiss someone. Because you see everyone go in for the kiss.
Right.
And you see the face coming at you, like it's kissing you. So you're seeing it, like, from their viewpoint and hearing all their thoughts and everything. It's really funny.
Hello.
I love that show, and that's on Hulu. All the seasons are on Hulu.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out, but I'm trying to catch up on Dexter now that Dexter's back on.
Oh, okay.
And I've got about 5 more before I can start watching the new ones. And...
Yeah. Well, we've been doing that. Phantom set up the Xbox. We played Viva Pinata.
Okay.
Which is, like, it'll rot your teeth out of your head. It's so fucking sweet, right? It is fucking adorable. And we went... And last night was the first night we were going to, you know, check it out and use the Xbox and everything.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I've never used an Xbox. I'll just watch you play. But let's play something simple so that I can kind of get the idea, right?
Right.
Basically, I just didn't want to play. I just kind of wanted to watch him.
Right.
But I had him playing it for, what, like 2 hours? Because he's all, like, hyper about the Viva Pinata game now. It's just so...
It's adorable.
It is fucking adorable. So I just kind of lounged and played with my phone and drank iced tea and watched him play Viva Pinata. And then we watched American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, good movie.
Which I had seen, but it had been so long.
Right.
You know, I saw it closer to that time. We've been playing Pandemic.
Okay.
Which is a game that we got at Dragon Con. And it's one that he bought that I was not jazzed about.
Right.
Because I'd never heard of it. And I looked on the back and I was like, I don't see how this can be fun. This just looks kind of eh. But the guy had recommended it to him.
Right.
And I think that may be our favorite game, that and Zombies. Or my favorite game that we've gotten. Which he's really bummed now. He's got that look of, what about Carcassonne? Because that's the one that he's bought all the expansions for.
Right.
Not all of these,
But yeah, so we've been playing the hell out of Pandemic because it's a fast game.
Right.
And what I like about it is it's a cooperative game.
Okay.
Where these diseases are spreading. With every card you choose, the disease spreads a little bit more, basically.
Right.
At every turn you take. And you're working together to fight the disease. So
right.
Both of you are cooperating against the game.
Okay.
Which I totally dig that style. So I'd like to find some more that are like that.
There are not a whole lot of those kind of co-op type games in anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see if I could find some more.
I know they did that with, well, the video game-wise, it was Resident Evil, what was it called? It was a multiplayer. You could actually play it online. You're supposed to be able to play it online. And the thing was, is the difference from everything else is everybody had to help. It was like even before they did that with Left 4 Dead,
mm-hmm.
where you were forced to have to help because, you know, in Left 4 Dead, if you're not helping your team members, you're dead. And this was the same mm-hmm. thing because every character had different skills.
Well, that's Final Fantasy. You cooperate.
Yeah, but I'm talking about multiple people. Yeah, you're more the...
Well, and this is the one that I keep telling you about. Okay. I keep saying I wish I had brought it because the art's so amazing.
Right.
And that's Hecatomb.
Okay.
And we have ordered so many booster packs for that because they're cheap. That, you know, it's kind of fun because they're cheap right now. And I still have yet to build my deck. I still have yet to open a lot of the booster packets.
Right.
But isn't the art amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I can see where it could be a pain in the ass to sit there and hold.
Yeah. Yeah,
and shuffle. But, yeah, I can already see that being.
But I do like that it's horror based and that the art is really good. And,
right, and it looks like, I mean, it is kind of interesting to where you can sit there and you can build on stuff.
Exactly, and stack.
You know, stack. That makes it another little interesting thing. Yeah.
So yeah, we've been opening our booster packs and playing with that. He's already got a playing deck built. I need to get off my ass and do that because we spent a lot of money.
Right. Yeah.
But we also, we went and saw, we did some movie skipping, which, you know, breaking the law. Yeah, we did. We went to go see, Resident Evil in 3D.
Right.
You know, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I would watch a movie about Mila Jovovich painting her toenails.
Right.
But it was good. It was really good. Lots of action. I like the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, I do too.
Somebody was bitching about it on Twitter or something like that, and I'm like, I've always liked them.
I enjoy them. I think my problem was the fact that this looked like it was going to be a movie that you could only see in 3D. And I've gone through the whole thing about where...
No, I know, yeah. I know you're deep with 3D, but in all honesty, this one I think was worth it. I mean, it was done really well, and I think it was... you know, the difference between filmed in 3D versus post-production. This one was...
This was actually done with the same cameras they used for Avatar.
Yeah. So,
And it's not the whole three... It is... Well, it's partly the whole fact that they're slapping 3D on everything. Mm-hmm. But it also has a lot to do with the fact that they're going to charge you the fees for the glasses even if you happen to save your glasses from the last time and bring them in with you. It's like, oh, no, I have glasses with me. Oh, no,
and
we're just...
to give them back at the end.
Yeah.
You paid $4 for
it. Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't, I don't, you know, after we went to, you know, because, what was it, Alice in Wonderland was my first 3D movie in a while.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, I'm keeping these suckers. These are cool.
Yeah.
So it's like, if they would say, you know, because, see, there's the whole recycling thing. Well, this is ultimate recycling. These are mine.
Right.
I kept them.
Right.
You know, if they were doing something, because there are some theaters that do the actual goggles.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of like the IMAX ones that you're renting and have to give back at the end. And I can kind of see that because it's a little more investment.
Right.
But the sheer fact that they're going to charge you the $5 or $4 extra mm-hmm. on top of a $12 movie, even if you've already, I've already got glasses. You know, I don't need to buy them from you. Oh, no, we're still going to charge you.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but this is one that was worth it. I mean, it was very much worth it. It would have been good without, but I mean, the 3D made it really nice and intense. So,
and plus, I'm feeling there's going to be a lot of movies that are using more of a crutch
mm-hmm.
to up people going in and seeing it.
Yeah.
It's going to be more the gimmick and less the story,
right.
And it's there's not a good enough story behind the movie, I don't care how pretty it is.
Yeah,
it's going to piss me off.
Yeah, well, you just have to pick and choose which ones, and you can go see a lot of the 3D movies.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah, so,
but it looked like the way they were advertising it, that was the only way you were going to be able to see it was
worth
in 3D.
Worth it with this one. But we left that, you know, which again, Mila Jovovich. fucking A. Oh my god.
Nipples the size of
school erasers. She's so flat-chested, though. She's very, very flat-chested.
There is stuff there, but she's got nipples that are at least a good inch high.
Well, to me, it's more about her lips and her eyes, and she's beautiful. And she has more of, like, an athletic body.
Right.
Which I actually had a spread of her in Maxim a long time ago. And she really doesn't have, like, a luscious, curvy, yummy body. But with her, it's how she carries herself and her grace and her just, she's beautiful. Like, I fucking love her.
She's definitely one of the actresses that is, keep her in the movies. I've listened to her talk and, like, interviews and stuff. It's like, no, just read the lines they've given you.
Well, you know, she's also not from here. She's Norwegian.
She's Czech, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it may be that, you know, a lot of it's her English.
No, it's not her English. It's her...
She does bring a lot to her role, like when she was Joan of Arc.
I never saw that one. The Message?
The Messenger, yeah.
The Messenger. I saw the one, the TV movie that came out.
She brought so much to that role.
The one with Lily Sorvieski.
Okay. I haven't seen, maybe
that was
one
because it came out not too long. It was like that one came out, which was a two-parter they did on TV, and then they did The Messenger came out later in the movie.
That one's a really good good movie, and I think she acted it very well. And there's a scene with her when she's out in the rain and she's leading this army, and God told her to cut her hair, so she cut her hair off in this really butch haircut. And she's, like, covered in rain, and her hair is all kind of spiky, and I was like, I am such a dyke. it was like a wake-up moment for me. Because she's fucking hot.
Yeah, so. But she's definitely one that it's better when you hear her speak the lines she's been given than have her actually start talking. It's like, nah, you're too much of an airhead. Please go away.
I don't know. So then we skipped out of that movie and went and saw Devil.
Okay.
Which was a really simple movie, but... Okay, actually, Phantom wrote an article on it.
Okay.
Wrote a review of it. He would be better qualified, but I'm going to try. It was written really simply. Don't want to go too much into the whole premise, but it's five people get stuck in an elevator. One's the bad guy, and you're trying to figure out who. And so it is very simple, but the characterization is kind of, you get these weird little hints, and it is M. Night Shyamalan wrote it but didn't direct it, or directed it but didn't write it.
I know he at least produced it, but he didn't direct it.
And it does have
it was his story, but he didn't write it. Okay.
Okay, and he does. It does have that... Okay, what I like about his movies, and I'm not angry at him the way a lot of other people, but I haven't seen The Last Airbender.
Right.
What I love about his movies is he can build an atmosphere like nobody else. He can build up a sense of dread and a sense of impending doom. He's really good for that. And then have some weird thing that you're just like, okay, I was not expecting. And this was good for that. This was really good for that. So I liked it. I liked it a lot, and I would actually recommend it. And the characterization was kind of simple but effective.
Right.
So I thought it was really good.
I'm not angry with M. Night. I just have been disappointed with it. Loved one movie, and they've been slowly getting the disappointment factor. It's like I've gone back and tried to watch Signs again and realized just how utterly slow it is. Yeah. And not just the pacing of the movie, but the way the people talk. And it's not even that small town Iowa talking slow. It's more like we've all been hit in the head with a shovel and can't speak very well.
See, and you can look at it like that, like it's an annoyance, or you can look at it like it's all building towards an atmosphere.
But it didn't.
For
me, it didn't.
And the village moved so slow. It was like a little bit of a little something, but there was an atmosphere that was built there. You can't negate the fact that, you know, it was a, you know, colonial town with all the mist and the leaves and the, you know, little village. I thought it was great.
Bored.
It's just one of those things. It's just, you know, I look for different things in movies, so I don't get disappointed in the same things that other people do.
Yeah, just overall disappointment, so. Yeah. And that's why I haven't seen, that's why I had never saw Lady in the Water, and that's why
I heard
about Last Airbender and went, no, not him.
Lady in the Water is kind of interesting. Like, if you're kind of just bored, want to watch something, because it is unique, you know, and I like things that are unique, that show me something different. And it was different because it was like this bizarre, surreal blend of a fairy tale mixed with what you thought was a horror, you know, scenario, but wasn't. Mixed with this weird social interaction with this odd group of people that you wouldn't have put together. And so I liked it for that, but it was not a fast-paced, rollicking good ride.
If I had had better experiences with the later movies, maybe I would have, by this time, picked it up. But because, like, I really enjoyed, and we've had this discussion, enjoyed Sixth Sense, enjoyed Unbreakable, which was a little different, but it was this kind of the non-superhero movie before all these other ones have been coming up.
Yeah, see, that one was kind of like, okay, I didn't
And then that. Everything else is just kind of disappointing.
Yeah, Sixth Sense, I fucking love. Love that movie.
So.
That's a really good eerie one to go revisit around this time of year. Speaking of this time of year.
Yes. You mean the Kinky and the Geeky time of year.
Yeah, exactly. We actually went back and looked at our episode number one, which was released 9/30. Of 2009. So by the time this comes out, it'll be October, so it will have been over a year.
Yeah, over a year.
Over a year, and you people are still listening.
Yep. And we're still getting together, and we're still doing it.
Exactly. So,
and we haven't even chafed yet.
You know, we've been doing this for a year, and we're not even tired.
Nope.
So, yeah. So that's pretty cool. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to us, yeah.
And, you know, we had kind of talked about it. On that note, this is episode 46. We're kind of closing in on 50, so we'd like to do something interesting for 50. We're going to see if some of our friends out there would.
Yeah. Do we still have a Skype recording?
Voicemail. You know what? I'll get it. I'll pay for it. I'll get us some voicemail. We're hoping some of our friends could, do some recordings for us.
Yeah.
Just say hey. Just, you know, hey, Kinky and the Geek, you know, what's up? We're Kinky and the Geek on Skype, so just...
Right. Or you could probably record something and email us the MP3.
Yeah, if you are so inclined, we would gradually appreciate it.
Gratefully?
Yeah.
We'd be grateful.
Gradually. We would gradually appreciate it. Over time, we'd be dramatically appreciate it.
We'd be dramatically...
exactly. Dramatically, but gradually.
Yes.
So... I don't know where the hell that came from, but,
it's probably the same. Well, I know where Dramatically came from. It was actually watching, went to a this one convention called HorrorCons, this really tiny one up in, just outside of Chattanooga.
Okay.
And it didn't have a whole lot of stuff going on during the day. So we're in our suite watching, because it was literally, you could get a double suite for, like, 50 something bucks a night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we, it's me and Madman and Aruka end up getting sucked into a marathon of The Girls Next Door.
Interesting. Okay.
And there's, I think, I had never seen it before. Yeah. I think Aruka had watched it a little bit.
So you guys paid to go and stay in a hotel in Chattanooga and watch The Girls Next Door.
Well, this is something we were doing started going off and doing, like, some of the stuff that was going on. Because they were doing, like, a laser tag duel, like, pistols at dawn type thing.
Okay, nice.
But, yeah, there's one particular episode where they're going, the three girls and Hef are taking the train to San Diego to go meet Kendra's mom, go visit down there in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And she says something around, this is going to change things dramatically.
Dramatically.
And it's like, that became the word of the night, was dramatically.
That nice, dramatic. Okay, yeah, just on an unrelated, can everyone not ever say supposedly ever again? That drives me insane. That's just, my sister does that, so. Sorry, just throwing that in.
Okay.
I just wanted to, it's supposedly, so just, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to
like,
clean up the world one grammar problem at a time.
Well, that's the whole thing though with me, that they've changed the name, that we can no longer call our fitting room at work a fitting room.
Yeah,
it's a dressing room. And it's like, they're not naked when they go in and put clothes on.
Maybe the word fitting kind of gave a bad feeling, like, it doesn't fit because I'm a fat ass.
It's the whole wanting to make it seem a little more like the upscale department stores.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like, no, they're not naked and putting clothes on, nor are they an oil or mayonnaise-based condiment you put on salad.
Well, they're not always fitting either.
Right. But they are trying it on. They're trying to see if it fits.
It could be a try-on.
So it's a fitting room, yeah. But fitting is more...
But yeah, it's not always fitting. I mean, you know, if it was like me trying to fit on, you know, put on like a size 4 pair of jeans, it would not be a fucking fitting room. You know what I mean? It would be a room of tears. Frustration.
Well, no, if it's Lane Bryant and it's a 4, then yeah, it would fit.
Well,
you know, yeah, I think it's Lane
Bryant. Then I could pull it up over my head, but you know.
I'm trying to remember. No, it's one of like, I want to say like Liz Claiborne or something like that. When they're bigger, they actually, it's not 1X, 2X, 3X, it's 1, 2, 3, and you know, like that.
And maybe Lane Bryant. Yeah.
Well, Torrid is actually owned by, Torrid is actually owned by Lane Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. You've heard. I'll just leave that there. I have an app.
Yes, okay.
Heard it at the beginning of the episode with Joe's Phantom Shaolin Kung Fu. His Kung Fu is strong. It's called iFu. And there's a picture of a guy posing in a Kung Fu thing in front of a dragon.
Okay.
Can we both agree that that is...
Yes, that is...
A stunning picture of Asian martial arts
It's prowess, a picture. Yes, right? It is.
And it doesn't do anything. Picture doesn't change. Nothing happens with that. However, when you shake your phone... I love this app. And furthermore, I love this app. And Joe steals my phone even more now than he did before, so that he can do it usually when I'm driving or behind my head, if I'm trying to, you know.
Do the two-finger tap.
Master, teach me some kung fu. So, you're the big boss. Let's challenge to a duel.
I didn't know that's how we're doing that.
We must avenge his death. So, you're the big boss.
That's iFu, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Love that app. Do you have any apps? Actually, you know what? Because I've got another one.
I just downloaded the G4 app.
Okay.
It's G4, the television station that does Attack of the Show and X-Play and stuff like that. It's basically their news. Where you can, it's their feet where you can go and you can get the gaming and the, you know, basically nerd and geek news.
Okay.
And they'll throw up the videos like, since Olivia Munn, who was the co-host, has now actually got her own, she's working on her own sitcom now.
Okay.
They've been having interchanging co-hosts. Some people who are actually still part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had this one lady who does what I've told you about, No Good Television.
Okay, okay.
Carrie Keegan.
Okay.
Who is this very funny, busty blonde, you know, with an extremely dirty mouth.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But she's been doing it. They actually did, they do a segment called WTF, which is when they get into the really, some of the stranger fetishes, especially ones that will show up on YouTube.
Huh.
And they actually got into the vacuum bed.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
They actually got, what was her name? Mistress Hollywood that had Alicia just drooling, this Amazonic, dark-haired woman in, you know, latex and heels, and then they actually did it live. They actually showed how the vacuum bed worked, and both Kerry Keegan and Kevin Ferrer both got in the bed to actually show how it works.
Nice.
And then they did a thing on taping this week.
Oh, sweet.
But they had her
taping as far as tucking.
Taping in just general. Basically doing like the people who will do like taking the scotch tape and doing it on the face, but they also had the people who will wrap themselves in like fetish tape.
And
they also did mummification.
Oh, right.
And they actually they actually showed a guy who likes, he does this thing where he takes an athletic cup and puts it over his junk and then basically wraps himself in like 6 or 7 rolls of electrical tape.
Okay.
So.
As one does.
Yeah.
What? You're acting like that's unusual.
I know, I'm just saying that's what he does.
I'm just saying sometimes you're at home by yourself, you've had a glass of wine, maybe two, you're a little bored, the electrical tape comes out. Things happen.
I don't think I've been that bored.
Wow, that's...
You gotta remember, she just got a PS2.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
It was just electrical tape. That was like all I had.
Electrical tape and wine.
And wine, exactly.
Now, back in my day, we didn't have those fancy... Yeah. We just had a roll of duct tape and some wine.
Nice.
But they had her, because she actually looks like the... She's even got the haircut and the tits for it for a superhero called Power Girl, who is an actual superhero. This is one, and it's like the further adventures of Power Girl. It's like Power Girl mistakes that Kevin Bacon for actually being made out of bacon, and it's her, Superman, and Aquaman sitting on a thing watching Footloose. Uh-huh. It's like, how come he doesn't rot, or at least have a bunch of flies? It's like, no. Bacon is his last name. He is not actually made out of bacon. And then Superman gets the whole, oh, we got Justice League. And she's like, I can I come? I've got superpowers. She goes, yeah, you also got a super hole in the front of your outfit. Because Power Girl has this, I'll show you the video after, but Power Girl has this opening here, basically.
Okay.
And she goes, no, you also have a super hole in the front of your shirt. You can't, you know. That's just distracting. It's no good for Green Lantern. He loses focus. But yeah, basically it's a news app, just like I've got the Siffy one.
Yeah.
Which is now called Blaster.
Yeah.
Used to be Sci-Fi News, now it's Blaster.
That's weird.
What, Siffy's not?
I know.
But I've told you about why they call it Siffy, why they changed the name from the classic sci-fi to the SYFY.
Yeah.
They can't, you can't market sci-fi.
Trademark.
You can't trademark it. Okay. So they changed it to SYFY so they could trademark the name.
Okay, well, fair enough. Yeah,
it still sounds like an alien disease.
Well, they rebranded themselves, so, you know, it's kind of... was an effective marketing technique as well. So.
Yeah, but they still sound like a outer space sexual disease. You expect Lando going, I got the Siffy.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, my other app...
gave me Siffy.
My other app is Graveyard Shift. Which, basically what it is you've got the skeleton. It's just timely. You know, it's the time of year where... Your goal is to get him into the coffin.
Okay.
And he's down here. So basically, you can blow him up, and then you've got to remove all these blocks to get him down into the coffin. And I just screwed up because that won't work. But anyways. Oh, what? Okay.
So it's kind of like a Tetris with a dead guy.
Kind of in that puzzle vein. And I like the music, so. That was my other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you know there's actually, this is the first year in a while where there's actually a, for October, there's actually a horror movie a week coming out.
Yeah, we were actually listening to a podcast. What was that? Bloody Good Horror.
Yeah, they were talking about that. Yeah, they were talking about that on Mars Needs because David Gallick is a fan of horror movies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like they couldn't remember what the fourth one was because I know it's
one was a little sketchy. Like the third one is a little sketchy.
Well, there's Let Me In comes out this week, which is the beginning of October. And then I know Paranormal Activity 2 comes out sometime this
month. But there's something else this
and
week,
And then there's
too,
Saw. Or that week too. There's also Saw 7 in 3D is coming out. Or is it just Saw 3D?
We know. Yeah. We know.
Well, it's the sheer fact of that they're on their seventh Saw.
I think this is supposed to be the last one.
Yeah, I think that's that about three too. Yeah. No, it will keep going as long as it's making money. They'll keep it going, even if it has to go to direct to
DVD.
DVD, they'll put it out.
Yeah.
So
there was one that was more like movie. Sci-fi. They had mentioned it.
Skyline?
Yeah, but there was one that was like even more like sci-fi because that has like a monster. That's Skyscaper. Buried.
Okay.
But yeah, there was one that I was like, I don't
that's
know.
More
if that's
more of a
really
thriller than a horror.
I think probably, yeah.
Buried
not sure.
is more of a thriller. Seems to be more of a
he,
thriller
he reminded
than
me.
Horror.
Yeah, we totally saw that preview for something. You know, before one of the movies we've seen, I was like, I don't.
It was either Scott Pilgrim or The Expendables. I saw it on the front of them. I want to say it may have been The Expendables.
I didn't even remember seeing the preview, so it apparently didn't make an impression.
Because I know I saw Devil on both The Expendables and Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Devil was good. I would totally recommend that one if you get a chance to go see it.
DVD at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, there's a bunch of good stuff coming up. Yeah, there's that one, God, what was that?
If I could get the internet on my phone, because IDBM has a thing where they have it come out bi-weekly.
It's very, like, 3D teen slasher.
So we're going to be skipping a lot of movies. Doing a lot of theater skipping in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah, the drive-ins
come
out
a little bit. Yeah, well, they've got the double features of the drive-in, so that's really more of what
Yeah, no, they do. They're doing Scream 4 comes out in August. April.
Okay. And in November is Harry Potter, which we mentioned last week. I'm realizing a lot of the stuff that we're talking about, we talked about last week.
Right.
But, yeah, oh well. Actually, we're at 57 minutes. Let's wrap it up early.
Okay.
And see if we can save some time on Podbean. See, because we fit in 4 episodes last month. Let's see if we can do it again this month.
Okay.
Was there anything else that you had?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's really jumping out.
Yeah.
The only thing I've been really jazzed about doing a Halloween party this year.
I know, us too.
Too jazzed for something that's a month away.
Yeah, I know, us too. I'm trying to save money for a couch.
Right.
So we have, you know, a place for people to actually sit down.
Sit down and talk,
which will
be
nice, and, you know, booze.
Yeah, I heard about your adventures with Grimace.
Yeah, man, I understand the idea, the concept of it.
Right.
But you kind of sit on it, and it kind of, the pressure points are weird, and my feet went to sleep, and I tried to get back up, and, like, all the muscles on the back of my calves were sore, and I was like, okay, strange. Yeah. And then,
I was fine.
Well, after he got on it, because he really did seriously sit down and then roll over slow motion backwards, kicking his feet, trying to get himself back over, which was hilarious. But, yeah, it is an exciting piece of furniture.
Right.
You know, whether it's comfortable or not, I don't know. But, yeah, maybe the sex purposes will work. So
I think the only thing is keep an eye on neatcoffee.com. It's time for their 32 days of Halloween.
That's right.
And they really put some really in. Like, they put up that thing for, I think it's clips from a documentary someone was doing. It's Halloween Hell House.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had all these people like Bill Maher and Penn Jillette and Larry Miller playing the devil part. Because you know what a Hell House is, right?
Yeah.
So, basically like the Hollywood version of...
Nice.
Basically them parroting one of these Hell Houses. So.
Yeah. Those are always so funny. I had a friend at a church who always wanted me to go, and Mom was like, you're not going. Yeah.
There's actually a scene where I guess it was supposed to be a rave showing the evils of... going out and doing drugs that actually had two parts, and one of them is doing the same line as Patton Oswalt going, "She's out, let's rape her."
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I did want to say one thing, and Jenny's helped me. I want to say hey to DS. Hey Kitty, how you doing? He's awesome. We've been talking work because he's just a cool guy.
Right.
I actually really like him. Yeah, but we are so trying to get him down here. I'll be really honest. So we're very excited, and he's making something for you and I, which is very sweet.
Yes, that's what you told me. I know he asked, wanted to know our favorite color. It's
yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We love our listeners.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes indeed and meaningful. Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, sometimes in a
deep and hard way.
In a very moist and lubricated
way. Very bendy ways.
Sorry, what were you talking about?
I don't know. That's your Tuesday thing.
So I just wanted to say
I haven't been hit on from the show yet, so.
Yeah. He didn't hit on us at any point. I think I just kept telling him I thought he was cute. Yeah. Yeah, so whatever.
You have been flirting. I haven't gotten that from the show.
Yeah, yeah. Shy boys, I swear. It like turns me into this like weird ass predator.
Yeah, I can see the dreads coming out right now.
Yeah.
Now you just need the little invisible thing. To,
yeah, exactly.
To, yeah.
Exactly.
But don't piss her off, then she'll blow us all up.
Exactly. So, yeah. And Phantom doesn't mind.
I'm a bear.
Okay. So, anyways, that's all. We just went off into woo. Okay.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?
I'm just gonna go home and try this KY intense, and
all right.
I'll have a report next week. So,
all right, sounds good.
Unless I'm fuck silly, I may have been fucked into a full-on coma, which it's been nice knowing you.
Right.
But I'll just I'll be in my fuck coma. So,
all right,
yeah.
He'll become Geeky and the Dolphin.
Exactly, Geek and that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I would pull. Aruka, and that's what Aruka means, is dolphin.
Yeah, that's right.
We won't have nearly as...
And that's where I accidentally hit stop, because I had my finger on the button.
Yeah, so...
So.
But we were going to wrap it up anyway, so...
Yeah, so... find us at kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
And you can find all the stuff you need to reach us individually there.
Yeah, and I did not post that picture of you two in the kilts because I did not take
it. No, you did not, and I realized that after
I
turned off.
And nobody's wearing kilts today, so god damn it. Next time.
Maybe.
Yeah, so.
If I wear a kilt again around on a Wednesday.
Pretty sure you will at some point. I've seen you in one a couple times.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I stopped doing it on Wednesdays.
Why? Why would you do that? I mean, there's no purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that's just the jackass in me.
Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.